Hello and welcome to this mini-series on how to design a life you love in 2020. I'm Selena.
And I'm Vicky, and we are the founders of Project Love and the creators of the Goodbye 2019 Hello 2020 Journal.
In this podcast series, we're going to be taking you through five simple and powerful steps that will help you to design a life you love in 2020 and beyond.
And if you haven't yet listened to the first two episodes in this series, then we recommend you do, as each episode is designed to build on the last.
So if you've gone through step one and two, it is now time for step number three, to allow yourself to dream. Ah, this is my favorite one. Mm-hmm. We are a little bit obsessed with dreaming at Project Love. The power and importance of dreaming and why we have to learn to dream again is something we never grow tired of talking about. Because in our society, it is really common for people to be told to stop dreaming, that dreaming is a waste of time.
And yet, dreaming is one of the most powerful tools that we have as human beings. We're the only species who can use our imagination to dream things up and then, through focus and committed action, bring those dreams to life and make them real.
And so allowing yourself to dream and then knowing what to do with those dreams and how to bring those dreams to life is a big part of life design. And I'm not going to lie, it is my favourite part. It's like discovering that you had a magic wand all along.
And so the practical exercise to help you with this step is to ask yourself, if I could wave a magic wand, what would I magic up into my life? Remember here that anything is possible. What would you magic into your life and what would you magic away?
Now, if you find dreaming hard, you can start with the small stuff like I'd be able to work from home or I'd take a trip to the countryside once a month. But try to also allow yourself the bigger dreams, no matter how unrealistic they seem. Things like I'd spend 6 months of the year traveling or I'd work part-time so that I could spend the rest of the time writing a novel. We know that for most of us, these dreams can seem inconceivable, but it's important to allow ourselves to voice these bigger dreams because they tell us valuable information about what it is that we're craving in our lives. And once you know what it is that you're craving, you can then find simpler ways to bring that into your life today.
Examples always help with this. So let's use the dream of going down to part-time work so that you can spend the rest of the time writing a novel. Well, how about you start by giving yourself one day once a month where you do that? You might take that day as holiday or maybe use the weekend. And perhaps instead of a full-blown novel, you start by doing an online creative writing course. We get so easily scared off from our big dreams because they feel so far away and so unrealistic. But ask yourself, how can I bring that dream to life today or this year in a smaller, more manageable way? And suddenly it can start to feel really doable. And you might find that actually for you, it's enough to set aside a day a month to focus on writing. That actually that is enough to fulfill you.
Life design is all about exploring and experimenting and testing out your dreams and ideas to see how they fit in reality. To allow yourself to dream big, you can always find more manageable ways to bring those dreams to life later on.
Right, so off you go. Let yourself dream and we'll see you back here for the next step in the next episode.
And if you enjoyed today's episode, then head on over to thegoodbyehellojournal.com and order the Goodbye 2019 Hello 2020 Journal for you and your loved ones today.